City Council and mayoral candidates during this election cycle have been asked whether they support a gondola connection from the Brewpub parking lot or the transit center to Silver Lake Village. But, says Park City's Economic Development Director Jonathan Weidenhammer, talks about the gondola between Deer Valley and the city are still very preliminary.
I'd like to say that we've done anything but really considered this at a feasibility or concept level, but we really haven't. The idea that we're trying to forward a concept of connecting Main Street in Deer Valley is really kind of the pie in the sky idea. It's the concept that's worth exploring. And immediately that concept goes back to Deer Valley and letting them do some of the initial feasibility work that they're in progress on or have recently finalized. And it's more understanding the options and opportunities both at the bottom of the hill, you know, on Main Street, and at the top of the hill, you know, in the Silver Lake area.
Weidenhammer says the real analysis will come later after the potential feasibility has been established.
It's easy to think there are three or four areas at the top and a couple at the bottom that may or may not work. But we haven't done any real analysis on air rights and on alignments and property ownerships and what those things mean. It would be far too early to try to forecast or really truly roll up our sleeves on answering, fixing holes ideas until it's kind of the right time. And it's just not the right time yet because I still think there's more feasibility and concept work to be done.
When asked about alignment and whether the gondola could actually be strung over private property, he says again, it's too early to know.
Never say never to anything. I mean, I don't know that. And that's just it. I don't know what I don't know. And I think there's a lot of things out there that we collectively don't know. We don't know what kind of impact or solution this will be to a regional transit solution. Does it make more sense if it's at Lower Main Street near the transit center from a regional transportation standpoint? Don't know. Probably. If that's the case, are there federal dollars available? Don't know. What kind of impact would it have from a retail or shopping experience if it's on the top of the street? You know, I have some hunches and ideas, but I don't really know. So there's a lot of work to be done, in my opinion, answers we need to have before we can truly proceed in earnest.
Weidenhammer says while he can't speak for Deer Valley Resort, it also has a lot to consider and examine before it reaches certain conclusions about a possible gondola.
I think they have a lot of similar questions on alignments and partners and development rights and other opportunities that they have up there. If it's in location A, does that help move people downhill easier? If it's in location B, is it a better skier experience? And I can't judge qualitatively which is the most important factors for them.
However, he says it's more than just a romantic idea at this point, and the connection between Old Town and both Park City Mountain Resort and Deer Valley give the town something entirely unique.
The longer I've been here and the more I think about our competitive advantage and what separates us from every other community, I think that attachment that we have with PCMR to Main Street is one of the most unique and amazing opportunities and competitive advantages that we have. There's an amazing opportunity from a skier experience, from a retail experience, from a marketing standpoint to truly set ourselves apart and above our competitors. I firmly believe that. So the tone that Deer Valley has, I think the tone I've heard from the general community people that I've talked to, you know, what you keep hearing Mr. Wheaton say is that he hasn't really heard any negative input. And so if we're kind of sitting around here thinking about, God, which is better, the top or the bottom of the street, I think we're in a good spot.
That's Park City's Economic Development Director, Jonathan Weidenhammer. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.